This program originally aired in 2002.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Barry Harris. He's a seminal figure in the jazz world, and bebop in particular. Barry's workshops play an important part in his life and the lives of many young musicians. And Barry, how are you?
Oh, glad to be here, Marion.
Oh, glad to have you here. You know, it's been a long while.
It's been a while now, yes.
And recently, you played a solo concert at Weill Auditorium.
Oh, yes.
I was thinking about you and hoping that that went very, very well.
Oh, no, it did. It was a scary moment for me.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you know, see, like I've had a little stroke, but my left side is sort of funny anyway now. So that the fingers, I broke a thumb and all of it's sort of funny. So I say, now what am I going to do? I like it with my trio because it does less. But see, then you think about doing the solo. I say, what will it do now? I don't know.
Well, obviously you've recovered, and I'm glad to see that. I'm dying to hear you play something, and since you're going to do a couple of solos, it'd be nice to hear the first one.
Okay, I'm with
which
you.
Is...
It Could.
It Could Happen to You.
Yeah.
You know, some of the tunes that we play, like that one, they've been around for so long, and they stand up so well. I mean, there's so many good tunes when I think when they were first written, and they're still around and just as good as ever.
And will be around forever. We have the most beautiful music in the world.
I agree with you.
You know.
Well, how did you, when you were growing up in Detroit, how did you get started playing?
You know, well, I started really in church, you know. And then from church, you start going to high school, and you go, and the musicians were trying to solo and play. We played for dances.
Well, but what are some of the things you played in church,
for instance? Oh, church song.
Play one.
Oh, boy, you wouldn't, you know, I went to church, and you know what happened to me? I went to church and they said, play one, and so I said. Every concert I had to play this song because my mother would come.
Oh my goodness, but wait a minute, what is that?
What a friend we have in Jesus. And let me tell you, I have people now, I go play somewhere, they say, why didn't you play a church song? I say, my mother wasn't here, but they say, well, you're supposed to play one anyway. They still expect me. You know, it's funny, I had two concerts one day and my mother comes to the second concert.
Yeah.
And so the first concert I didn't play a church song. And boy, they came up to me saying, but why didn't you play? I say, my mother's coming to the second concert.
Well, you mean you added all that beautiful harmony?
Oh, yeah. You know what happened the first time I did it in church? I heard two of the old ladies, they said, that show was beautiful. What was it?
Yeah, but when your mother came, what happened? Did you have to be more correct?
No, I played it just like that.
Well, that's great. Well, were you a kid when you were in church doing that? Or were you
Well, what it was, my mother finally said to me one day, she said, what are you going to do? You going to play the jazz or you going to play for the church? Because I played for this junior choir and stuff. And I said, I'd like to play the jazz. And she said, okay.
That's how you started.
That's how I started. Just
well,
like
what,
that.
What? Who did you play with in Detroit?
Oh,
I mean,
I played with so many. I had a chance to play a week with Prez, and because I was a house pianist.
Lester Young.
Yeah.
Oh, and how
I played with Flip Phillips a week. You know.
Where?
At the Rouge Lounge.
Oh my God! You know that's the first place I ever played in Detroit.
You're kidding.
Ed Sarkisian was the club owner.
Yeah, and that's the first time I've heard that name in years.
Oh, really?
I played there. You know, one of the first people I played with was Ruth Brown.
Oh, no kidding.
I left town with Ruth Brown and Gator Tail, Willis Jackson, and we played someplace. And so I was just lucky. I loved the music.
I used to love Detroit. There was all those great places. And Billie Holiday played at a place called the Flame Bar.
Yeah. And she also played at the Rouge Lounge, I think, too.
She may have. Well, that was the place.
I know Carmen was there at the Rouge Lounge.
Carmen McRae?
Carmen McRae. She had on a white dress. I remember everything. Red shoes, beautiful legs. She was a pretty woman. And she was singing Guess Who I Saw. That's the first time I heard the song.
Guess Who I Saw Today.
Yeah.
Oh, what a song.
And I didn't know the song. I said, what song is this? And then all of a sudden, I Saw You at the end.
Yeah, very dramatic song.
Oh, my goodness. Really something, you know.
Oh, God. You know, I could reminisce about clubs in Detroit. But
oh, yeah.
I'm dying to
Bakers?
Hear you play more.
No.
Play
Let's try some Duke. Prelude to a Kiss.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite Duke things.
Thank you.
You know, that Prelude to a Kiss, that's one of my all-time favorite Duke tunes. And I used to play that at the Hickory House when he was sitting there. I guess I was one of the lucky ones because I was playing where he used to.
I came later, and Billy Taylor was working at the Hickory House.
Well, you must have come to New York a lot later than I thought you did.
Oh, yeah. See, I came to New York in 60, mostly.
Oh, I see. I didn't realize it was that much later than me. I guess I'm sort of equating everything to when I was there.
Yeah. When did you get to New York?
Well, I hate to say, but it was 1945.
Oh, see,
you were just a kid then.
Well, I tell you, I just started high school. I graduated in 47. Sometime I wish that I had come to New York then, you know, because I missed out on a lot of hearing you and other people. You know, I wish I would have loved to have heard, you know. I feel sometimes that I wish I had been born a little earlier or either a little later.
Well, but you know, after you came to New York, I mean, you've done so much, and I think probably the greatest thing you've done is carrying on these workshops for kids.
Yeah.
It's been something so important because you've brought so much to young musicians. Now, you have piano players, you have
singers, horn players. You know, I start out with piano players. And then I go into singers. And the pianists help me accompany the singers. So I've got pianists who've never accompanied anybody. And I've got them now, they can accompany, aren't too bad, you know.
Well, that's an art, accompanying singers.
And so they try hard, and I have two or three of them that never couldn't do this maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, that can do it now. And it helps me to be able to sit there and listen to the singer, as opposed to accompanying the singer myself.
Right.
You know, and so I listen to the singers. Then the horn players come in after the singers.
That is really great.
Yes.
It's really great. Well, you know what we haven't done yet? We haven't done a duet, and I would love to do one with you. Is that?
I got to think what I'm going to do with you now, because you know many more songs than me.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I think so.
If we sat down and at two pianos and played for a day, we wouldn't run out of tunes.
I don't think we'd run out.
No, I mean, it could be 3 days.
Yeah, something like that.
Gee, when I think of all the... But here's one I haven't played for a long time. And Just You, Just Me. Would that be a good one?
That'll be a good one.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know why I always associate that tune with Lester Young, Just You, Just Me.
I could see it. Well, I associate it with Monk, some kind of way.
But Monk, I mean...
And I think he got it from... Well, see, you know, I associate it with Monk, but I know that it comes way before that. It comes with Prayers and Coleman Hawkins and the rest of them. Webster, you know.
There's a lot of tunes that you associate with the person that
you
heard. Like... It's funny, I can't ever get away from, if I ever play Body and Soul, you just can't not think of Coleman Hawkins.
Coleman Hawkins, no, you're right there.
Anyway.
Why don't you play Body and Soul?
I'd love to.
Please
do
that.
It's one of those forever tunes, isn't it?
Every day.
All right, I'd love to do it.
Please.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.